For years now, hip-hop artists have been putting their names on a range of products and ventures, from clothing lines to liquor brands to nightclubs. Now they're tackling a different industry, literature. Boz Dreisinger has more.
At this summer's Calabash International Literary Festival in Jamaica, thousands turned up for readings by big-name authors. Salman Rushdie, Jamaica Kincaid, Zadie Smith, and this writer on opening night.
Pappy wanted to live, really live. Suck the marrow out of the bones of life. What was the good thing in being beautiful if you went around to f*** and sing and laugh and punch and f***? Just all of that s***.
That's 39-year-old Albert Johnson reading from his debut novel, HNIC, co-written with Stephen Seville. Odds are the name Albert Johnson doesn't ring a bell. But if you're a hip-hop fan, you might recognize the author by another name, Prodigy. Off and on for the past 20 years, he's been one half of the acclaimed Queens, New York duo Mobb Deep.
Meanwhile, back in Queens, the realness and foundation. If I die, I couldn't choose a better location. When the slugs penetrate, feel a burning sensation. Getting closer to God in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through. Or the next rhyme I write might be about you.
Prodigy says he began his novel over a decade ago, and with help from Seville, it wasn't hard to translate the somber realism he expresses in songs to the page.
Well, writing the lyrics, I usually pull from situations in my real life. A lot of negativity that goes on in my world, in my neighborhoods, and, you know, with my friends and things I have to deal with. I use that negative energy, and instead of doing something bad with it, I put it into my music.
No sunshine, just dark skies. Nothing but dark thoughts going through my mind. I got bad blood, mad love, only for the team. No, A, one of us is a shooter. Now where the beef go?
Rappers taking on book publishing has become something of a trend. 50 Cent has his own imprint with Gallery Books. Simon & Schuster has Cash Money Content, run by the heads of Cash Money Records, home to Drake and Nicki Minaj. Titles on these imprints are often classified as street lit or urban fiction, gritty, hard-boiled stories about gangsters, crime, and the streets. But Prodigy's not a fan of those labels, and neither is his publisher, Johnny Temple, of Akashic Books.
I think so-called urban lit is the closest that the book publishing business has to hip-hop music. And just as we know, when hip-hop came around, everyone thought it was going to last 2 years, and now it's transformed the landscape of world music. And I've always believed strongly that urban lit, so-called urban lit, I feel compelled to now say, has great potential.
The genre has its roots in the 1960s and 70s, with such authors as Iceberg Slim, Donald Goines, and Chester Himes. Its current renaissance goes back about 15 years to the hit novel The Coldest Winter Ever by rapper Sister Souljah. That book's blockbuster success transformed an indie genre into a corporate moneymaker, says Kwan, an author with more than 20 novels under his belt.
Initially, we weren't getting advances, or if we got advances, they were really small. And we made our money based off our hustle, the out-of-the-trunk hustle, because we weren't in retail stores. So when the major publishers came in, they started throwing these advances at the top authors like, hey, I'll give you six figures if you write me two or three books. And you know, you're like, wow. You're going to give me six figures up front? Like all mine? So you're off to the races.
At Calabash, Kwan read from his latest novel, Black Lotus.
As he turned the cap over in his hands, examining it, he noticed something dried on it. Blood. Donovan Fleming, the wind whispered softly. Hearing his name, Father Fleming jerked his head this way and that, and scanned the dimly lit church. Who's there? He called out. Salvation, the wind replied.
Black Lotus is published by an imprint of Akashic that's curated by Prodigy. It's called Infamous Books, and publisher Johnny Temple says Akashic's goal is simple.
Akashic's slogan, which is slightly tongue-in-cheek, but it is our slogan, is reverse gentrification of the literary world, and Infamous Books is in some ways the ultimate manifestation of that motto.
For his part as curator of Infamous, Prodigy says he's interested in titles that teach, books with a moral. And that grows in part out of the 3 years he spent in prison on a gun possession charge.
Going through that experience, it helped me to learn, you know, what other inmates are going through and the system and how it works. So I've seen it, I've been through it, so I know what's going on in there. So it definitely made me want to talk about it and let people know what's going on in there and let young kids be aware, like, that's not the place you want to be, because you could go to jail for something small and end up doing 10 years or end up doing life. Something else that happens in there, inside. You know what I mean? A lot of things can happen in jail. So it definitely influenced my storytelling and the stories I choose to tell, all that.
And it's not just his stories he wants to publish through Infamous Books.
I like Malcolm Gladwell a lot. His books are real good. books where you could just learn something about health, religion, food, the food industry, government, politics, the Federal Reserve system, the monetary system, and all that stuff. I just like to learn how, you know, how things started and how it got to the way it is today.
Topics, in other words, that transcend labels and limitations. For NPR News, I'm Boz Dreisinger.